starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast. So it is that time of the year again, probably the busiest time of the year for me on behalf of my full-time job as a general manager for two luxury hotels. I have completed my first submission of the budget 2020 for both hotels. And when you work for my company, you are fully in charge of every single line in your budget. You are the engineer. You're the CEO. In this particular case, of course. This company is probably the only one in our industry which will keep your entrepreneurial spirit very much alive, so you're constantly challenged and placed outside your comfort zone, and I love that. This is probably the only reason why I have been with the group for almost 7 years. On another note, while I was working on those budgets, I was thinking more often than I should on why on earth am I giving my heart and soul into a budget that is not mine, for a business that is not mine, for people I don't know or even barely know. We're certainly paid for our services, receive benefits and social protection, but still, the fact remains that all your energy, passion, sweat and dedication are injected into another entity than yourself. So if I can run a multi-million dollar a year operation, why is it that I'm still trying to find my marks on how to establish the foundations of my own business and shift away from that regular career of mine? Where is all that expertise in running hotels gone to, I wonder? So that is exactly the point. Entrepreneurship is probably the hardest road you can choose to take, and you're actually going back to basics, back to the trenches. You are starting from zero. What worked for me is to keep whatever else I'm doing on the side as a passion project or hobby before I can dare calling it a business. However, I have a very strong feeling that by staying the course, by having the right intent and mindset through discipline and hard work, that one day I will be able to live off this passion project and start a radical shift of career. Most of the entrepreneurs today will just quit their job and start their journey into entrepreneurship. I respect that. However, more than 90% of entrepreneurs fail, and a small number of them try again and again. Most will get back to getting a regular job, and I doubt that they ever consider trying again and may end up even miserable again. I believe we lack perspective on how much time we have in front of us, how we should stop being in a hurry to get everything right away, quitting the job now, be an entrepreneur now, be rich now. So they quit, they manage to be free for a year, they have a taste of it, but soon they realize that the vacation is almost over and that their business is actually not going to happen, is not picking up. So what is wrong in applying your full focus, heart and soul at a regular job to ensure you're secure? You are actually secure and grow that income, have the ability to invest, pay your bills still, and at the same time apply the same efforts to your passion project that has the potential to turn into a business. So it is amazing what can be achieved once you decide to wake up a little earlier or go to bed a little later. The internet gave you that power. So the strategy as a smart investor is to continue being the best you can be at your current job, keep that income and all the power that comes with it, no matter how much you make or what you do, work on that side project with the same level of commitment and passion. Make sure it gradually transforms into a business. Wait some more that it matures and starts generating a solid source of income, then and only then quit your job and make that shift. We must stop being romantic about everything and start being strategic leaders with regards to our future. The romance about quitting the job and pursuing one's dream, there is no harm in doing this the smart way. Just audit your day and what you actually do during your downtime instead, and use it to build your future. So on those good words, I wish you a fantastic day ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.